Country Club FM.
Neil and Jim here, ready for today's Bob Almanac, brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the smooth and yummy coffee that you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. And using those beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. It's Wednesday, November 8th. Neil, you ready?
Let's do this thing.
It's what we have 323 days in.
Wow.
42 days, full days left to go. If you were to count today, it'd be 43. 1307 on this date. Heard of a guy named William Tell?
Sure.
He has his own overture.
Yes.
Which is also kind of associated with the Lone Ranger, the William Tell overture.
It's almost like TV theme time already.
But it isn't.
No.
It isn't. This is William Tell. Now, William Tell was pretty famous. He was known as a marksman with the crossbow. Reputedly, on this date, he shoots an apple off his son's head. You've seen this reference many times in history.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That, you got to have some pretty good confidence.
Huh.
You got to have some apples to shoot an apple off of your son's head at not real close range. I mean, he gave himself several yards. I'm assuming that he picked his least favorite son.
I would. That's hard to do.
1307. Okay, let's go to 1805. Meriwether Lewis and Bill Clark made their way to the Pacific Ocean. They were the first Americans to cross the continent. Was it Thomas Jefferson that said, go west, guys?
Yeah, go west, young man.
I'm giving you some money. It's going to take 3 years for you to get over there. Actually, just one and a half. They followed the Missouri River as far as they could until they got to the Continental Divide and the source of the Mississippi River and or the Missouri River. And then they just headed, I think it was modern-day Oregon where they...
I think so.
Where they met up with the Pacific. Of course, Akashawea was an outstanding...
She was critical
to be with them.
Yeah.
I mean, she was their guide. Mm-hmm. After, just think about, they didn't know what they were running into.
No.
They ran into Native Americans, the Natives, and the Indians, and they were able to make their way through. If you ever see one of those documentaries,
yes,
one of those special shows on the History Channel about the Lewis and Clark expedition, it's fascinating. It really is.
It
so
really
that
is.
Was
yep,
1805.
Great history there.
They reached the Pacific Ocean, and that was the beginning of our trek west.
Yep.
Our trek west would not stop until later on in the 1800s when we would make our way all the way to the Pacific Ocean. 1805. 1883, almost 100 years after one Benjamin Franklin suggested it, the United States and Canada adopted time zones. Standard time zones adopted on this date, basically by the railroads, Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific, and those are the ones we still use today.
To now, this day.
There have been some places that have switched along the line. The lines have changed at times, looking at the history as far as the border between Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific. You do realize that, right,
yes,
Neil?
Yes, they have changed, yes.
And there are some towns and some areas and locales that don't follow daylight savings time.
Yep.
So they bounce from one time zone to another.
Arizona is one of the states.
Yeah, you're right, Neil. You know.
You know.
1928 here on this date. That's Steamboat Willie chugging down the river. And that's Mickey Mouse whistling. Steamboat Willie premiered on this date, 1928. For the public, it was the debut of Mickey Mouse. He had been in an earlier film, but that was never released. Some people saw it. There was a screening of it. That is considered the first time ever that Mickey Mouse was on film. But the first time it was in wide release would be this Steamboat Willie. You know, Minnie was in that as well.
Yes.
1951, former Cubs first baseman, future rifleman, and he would also be branded. He played in the NBA, Chuck Connors. This guy had some chutzpah, did he not? Was he not a tough badass or what?
Because he was.
1951, he opposed the Major League Draft, which was a big no-no. Major League Baseball had something called the Reserve Clause. Basically, it was indentured servitude. You are drafted by a team. and you are their property until they say you're not their property anymore. There was no free agency. You couldn't hold out.
Right.
You basically, you were drafted by that team, and they had you by the you-know-whats, and you had to do what they said, and they could pay you, and if you didn't like it, you could just leave. But then you couldn't sign with another team because they held your rights. And the only way to get to another team was that you had to trade their rights. But right. Chuck Connors says, not anymore. It might have been the beginning of players starting to challenge the reserve clause in baseball, and it was all Chuck Connors.
They didn't know how he was with a Winchester yet either. They would find out. Soon.
Well, that's why they let him do it.
That's
why he did it. They knew that he was very good with a Winchester. Choo, 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 choo. You could shoot that fast with a lever action. Right. That's unbelievable. So that's 1951. How about in 69?
Well, Intrepid, with its precious cargo of Commander Conrad and Commander Beam, is on the moon. A beautiful landing, apparently. A very enthusiastic crew reported that they went right down the road to where they wanted to go.
He was the authority of presidential assassinations and moon landings, Walter Cronkite. Apollo 12. You don't hear a whole lot about Apollo 12.
No.
Because they're overshadowed by Apollo 11, then Apollo 13 immediately after it. It's sandwiched between the two. Not many people know about Pete Conrad Jr. and Alan L. Bean.
Nope.
They're not buzzing.
Not
Neil,
as many. No. Nope.
But so what do you, when you step off the ladder onto the moon for Apollo 12, you just go, oh, ho, hum, we're back.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, do you have a planned speech? Do you have a small step for man, giant leap mankind, or just kind of go,
what the other guy said.
We're back. Yeah, so that was Apollo 12, this date. That was in 69. How about 1985?
First and 10, Reagan, free flicker, back to Fison. Fison's in a lot of trouble. And it was Lawrence Taylor who slammed Fison to the ground at the 42-yard line. Ooh. The blitz was on. It's not necessarily.
It was a broken bone, a broken leg.
Lawrence Taylor was up saying Fison is hurt.
And he was hurt. On live television, Monday Night Football, Joe Theismann. You know, I don't have a problem seeing that. I grew up on a farm. People get queasy and actually might need a puke bucket sometimes.
Yep. I don't like
because they look at it. I could look at that all the time, and it doesn't affect me at all. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I, you know.
You have no feelings.
That probably is it. Because I know he didn't die of it.
Right.
And it wasn't critical.
He's fine now.
Yeah, it was critical, but it wasn't fatal.
Yes.
We had it happen at a football game that I was broadcasting this year. A young man from Cambridge Eye Sandy had his foot get tangled up in the turf, and the foot was pointing the wrong way.
And
I looked at it on the replay, and there it is. I don't know. I just don't get queasy. I think because I grew up on a farm, and we saw a lot of things. You see a lot of things on the farm that you didn't see in your neighborhood of Hopkins, Neil.
No, evidently not.
You
I lived a sheltered.
Yeah. You become callous. So Joe Theismann never played after that. So that's really sad when you think about that. That ended his career.
It did.
On this date, 1985. 1990. Neil and I, our birth certificates aren't worth the paper they're printed on. But Paul McCartney's birth certificate was worth $18,000 on this date in 1990.
Wow.
Sold to auction. This date, 30 years ago.
And two generations will meet to join forces in a battle to save the universe.
I take it the odds are against us and the situation is grim.
You could say that.
Sounds like fun.
Care about weapons.
It was a dream matchup. It was Kirk and Picard. They found a way to bring them together through time travel and this Nexus thing, and it was Star Trek Generations. It was the first motion picture with the Next Generation crew, Neil.
Okay.
And it debuted on this date. It premiered.
What year?
1994. I thought that movie was so cool when it came out, how they mixed the two. It was, you know, the Next Generation show had been on since 1987 or something. This was towards the end of its run. In fact, it may have already been done on television. But the way that they were able to intermix the old Star Trek, the Kirk crew, with the Next Generation crew.
I never saw that one.
It was really crew. You're going to want to write that on your... it's available out there. You might want to put it down. Have you seen First Contact and they battle the Borg?
No.
You're going to want to see that one as well.
Okay, First Contact.
You got a lot to do. You're going to have to quit your job to see all these movies. So that was 1994. 99.
The bonfire was three-quarters of the way finished, and student crews were almost 45 feet in the air when the first hint of trouble sounded.
I heard a distinct cracking sound as it started going. And then it just kind of shoved me into the wood.
Caleb Hill was on a swing wiring a log into place.
It was an unbelievable tragedy, and it's hard to believe that was 21 years ago now. Seems like it was more inside of like 15 years ago. The bonfire at Texas A&M University.
For their homecoming.
Yeah, it had been a tradition. Yeah. This thing is huge. I mean, it's like a whole forest that they tie together with cables. And somebody made a bad error as far as what needed to be done. The cables, the weight, the center of gravity, centrifugal force. It all came into play. And 12 people were killed.
Jeez.
1999, 2005.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I got to ask you how you came up with that sound. It sounded like a train, sharp like a razor.
We'd play faster if we could. The
taste. It's another movie premiere and tribute. Walk the Line opened in theaters on this date. And I thought Joaquin Phoenix was pretty good. You know, he did all the singing.
Yes. And so did, what's her name?
Yeah, I can't think of her name now.
Come on.
Reese Witherspoon. It usually comes to me eventually. It doesn't, those things aren't coming to me as quickly. It must, that must happen when you get over 50, right, Neil?
Correct.
Could you tell me that? Okay,
when
Walk
you get over
the Line.
60, they don't come back at all.
At all, no. So I've got 10 years before I have to call it quits on the almanac, right?
Probably. You're just going to need even more notes.
We're just going to have to go an hour because we're going to have to pause to give me time to think of the stuff that I want to talk about. Yeah, that's 2005. How about 5 years ago?
Another accolade for Willie Nelson today. The Library of Congress will award Nelson the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song in November. It honors a living music artist's lifetime achievement in promoting song to enhance cultural understanding and inspiring new generations.
He also got the Gershwin Prize for the use of hankies. And handkerchiefs. Nobody uses them more effectively. I bet you that's what he uses for a mask, don't you think?
I would think.
The old handkerchief, the old favorite, the blue and the red and the hankies, they're beautiful. They're great. And Willie Nelson, 2015. 2018, 2 years ago.
An American missionary who loved the outdoors, John Allen Chow often documented his adventures on Instagram. But these photos would be his last. Authorities say the 26-year-old was killed, possibly by bow and arrow, on what police described as a misplaced adventure in a highly restricted area to a remote island east of India in the Andaman Sea.
He shouldn't have been there.
No.
In fact, I think he put an apple on his head, and William Tell missed this time, some 700 years later. But they told him, don't go there. It's not going to end well. But
it's
this guy
safe.
Obviously had the hubris, thinking that, I can do this. I can forge a relationship between modern man and this distant tribe. No, didn't happen.
Did not work.
This isolated tribe.
They do not want to be bothered.
No, they don't. And they're serious about it, obviously. 2018, then a year ago.
Okay, so now to the Joker, doing no fooling around at the box office. Yeah, the movie with Joaquin Phoenix in the title role reportedly became the first R-rated movie to pull in over $1 billion worldwide.
Jeez.
Joker was on a roll from the get-go. You may remember it had the highest...
Oh, yes, those good old days when we go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And enjoy movies...
What happened?
Normally. I think there are some theaters that were open, but of course everybody spread out and things. But that was a year ago, 2019, $1 billion. Apparently the Joker did get away with $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Birthdays now, brought to you, of course, by Split Rock Coffee. Mentioned it's going to be an epic day for TV themes. Maybe not as many as I thought there would be when I first looked at it, but we've got a bunch in the row here. It's like a bobathon of TV themes. So Susan Sullivan, the actress, she played Maggie on Falcon Crest.
Oh, sure.
Family crest is of a falcon. Jane Wyman was in it, of course, as well. Other stars. Susan Sullivan is 78. You may know this one as well. Another primetime soap opera. One of the biggest.
That's
one of the best.
Dynasty, isn't it?
Linda Evans. She's on The Big Valley, and of course...
Speaking of
Dynasty.
Great TV themes, the Big Valley.
It's one of the Carringtons.
Yep.
Linda Evans.
Lovely lady.
Is 78.
She'll always be Audra Barkley to me.
I would argue that the Dynasty theme would rank higher than the Big Valley theme, but certainly not for you because you're Mr. Western.
Right. So Lake Linda, Valley had a nice run.
It was. Yeah. It was their answer to Bonanza. Pretty much a family out in the, out on the prairie
this was
somewhere.
Stockton, California.
Yeah, so Linda Evans is 78 here today. Oh, and I forgot to cue up the Simon and Simon. That's unfortunate. That was going to be my next one, but I forgot. Because one of the Simons, AJ Simon,
sure.
Know Your Simons, Jameson Parker. That was going to be my third one, but I must have gotten distracted by something here this morning on the Bob Morning Show. It might have been the arrival of Neil. I bet you I was working on that, getting that all set to go. You walk through the door, I get distracted, and we forget about Simon. It's just one of those things that you run into here in this business. You easily get distracted. Dogs get distracted by squirrels. I get distracted by you walking through the door, and then things happen. It probably would be a good practice to go back and review and make sure I have everything. But unfortunately for Jameson Parker, no audio for you today. You're 73.
Continuing to lift now is Sergei Akhmudov of the Soviet Union. His trainer has told me that he's taken anabolic steroids, Novocaine, NyQuil, Darvon, and some sort of fish paralyzer. Also, I believe he's had several cocktails within the last hour or so. All of this, of course, is perfectly legal at the All Drug Olympics. In fact, it's encouraged.
Oh, he ripped his arms off. That's got to be disappointing to the big Russian, Kevin Nealon, 67, SNL.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, stand-up comedian. Happy birthday to him. '80s music. This makes up for the loss of Simon and Simon.
Yes, it does.
This is John Parr. He's Naughty Naughty. You also remember his big hit, I'm sure. I Want to Be Your Man in Motion. St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can't have two men in motion. You can't have two men in motion. That's a legal motion, Neil.
Yes, it is.
Or a legal shift, if you will.
That's a five-yard penalty.
So, replay the down. John Parr here today is 66. Warren Moon, former Viking quarterback, 64. Oscar from The Office.
Yes, I am super cool. I am an accountant at a failing paper supply company in Scranton. Much like Sir Ian McKellen.
Every accountant that I know is super cool. Mm-hmm. Oscar Nunez, he's one of those great actors that had to use their... I wonder if when they do the casting, was there an Oscar on the British Office, or did he ask to use his real name as his character name?
Yeah.
Are there some people
that say they just have to do that
because they
Danza.
Tony Danza does it all the time. Oscar Nunez is 62. Also, happy birthday today, Ron Coomer, the Coom Dog, former Twin.
Coom Dog,
went to the Cubs, and now I think he's part of the Cubs broadcast crew.
I believe so.
He's 54.
He was one of the good guys.
Yeah, I think he was. He definitely was. He was an all-star.
He was always at the golf tournament that we got to play in.
Yeah, well, he lived on that course there in Eden Prairie.
It's the first quarter of the big game. You want to toss up a Hail Mary. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona, but it's not Halloween. Grow up, Peter Pan. Count Chocula. Look, we've been to a million weddings, and guess what? Rocked them all.
They rocked the weddings because they were the wedding crashers. Count Chocula, Peter Pan. That really gets me excited for Wedding Crashers, too.
Two, for sure.
That's back-to-back days with clips from that movie. And that's Owen Wilson, is 52. Remember Duncan Sheik? And this big, big hit. I want to say it was mid-90s. I can't confirm nor deny that speculation.
That sounds about right.
Duncan Sheik, he's barely breathing. As long as you're kind of breathing, I think you can still make it.
Right.
According to Duncan Sheik.
If you're not breathing, that's a problem.
He's 51. Another Big Poppy reference. He's 45 today. David Ortiz, the former Twin and Red Sox, as you said yesterday, destined certainly for the Hall of Fame. And then Denny Hamlin here today is 40 years old. For all of you wrestling fans, or was it racing fans? But of course, if you're a wrestling fan, you're a NASCAR racing fan.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin, 3-time winner of the Daytona 500, I do believe.
That sounds about right.
And he's 40.
Well.
You know you're Denny Hamlin,
well,
Neil.
Well, I know of him. I don't follow his career perhaps as close as I should have. Gone, but not forgotten. We've got just a couple here to run down. Where would we be without Gallup polls? We need our polls. And the guy that founded is Dr. George Gallup.
No, we don't. We don't need polls. They're wrong all the time.
They probably are. So he was born on this day, 1901. Actress Imogene Coco.
Imogene.
Imogene.
Her friends call her Imogene.
Imogene.
And she's Coca.
Coca.
Cocoa is what you drink. It's either the name of a gorilla or what you drink, what Nestle Quick turns out to be. That's cocoa.
Yes, if it's hot.
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought you enjoyed fruitcake.
You enjoy throwing up every 5 minutes, Claude?
Clark.
I thought so. Whew. Well, am I going to eat or am I going to starve to death?
You know, she did a lot more in her career. She was a great comedy writer, going back to shows of shows and all those things.
With Sid Caesar?
Yes, but there's nobody better than her for Aunt Edna from Vacation.
She was tremendous. She was born on this day, 1908. Academy, you may have heard of Johnny Mercer, and certainly some of the songs that he won Oscars for, like Moon River, The Days of Wine and Roses, etc. 1909, Alan B. Shepard. He was the first American to travel in space, 1923. And Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer Hank Ballard.
Before there was Chubby Checker, he actually wrote the song. I'm sure he made a lot of money on Chubby's.
And Chubby did well with it, but sure Hank benefited nicely.
And go like this.
How about that? That's a talent right there.
You forgot
there.
Gene Mock.
Oh, Gene Mock was
the
on the list
manager,
today?
Gene Mock, 1925, former Twins manager.
Roy Smalley's uncle.
Roy Smalley's uncle. This is what Gene Mock once said about managing. I'm not the manager because I'm always right, but I'm always right because I'm the manager.
That's pretty good.
Keep that in mind. Now they're all gone
but not forgotten.
Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Would you like to send it up? Maybe with a little Jeff Dayton tribute here, Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
Southern Nights, or
like
Steve Warner, Linda, and I think the other one I've got queued up here, Whiskey Girl, Toby Keith.
All good ones, but yeah, with Jeff on the show, let's do some Glenn Campbell.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St.